The Rex Blind Party provide live commentary for visually impaired people at football matches in Scotland. From Inverurie Locos to Hampden Park, commentary is available at most grounds in Scotland and at international matches too. The organisation's been active since 1937, when it was set up by Sunday Mail journalist Bob Rex Kingsley. And here to tell me more is Secretary Billy Owen. Billy, thanks very much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
So tell me a little bit about how you yourself got involved.
Well, certainly I'm a party thistle supporter, so it initiated from my going to Firhill every second Saturday. While I was there, the original commentator retired, and I was asked by a friend of mine who was also a work colleague at the time, a Mr. David Tanner, if I would fill in at Firhill for the retired commentator, and I agreed to do so. So I started back sometime around 1987, and I just started from there. Started to enjoy it, and I managed to get another commentator in with me as well to relieve the burden of having to be there all the time. So we just kept going from there. Originally, when we started commentating, that was actually what it was. We were commentating just with by word of mouth. So we were raising our voices to get it across to the visually impaired people who were standing or sitting around us. In the early 2000s, 2004-5, the inception of all-seated stadia came along, and we then found that it was imperative that we got some assistance in doing the commentary. So we then started to use working technical equipment, you know, transmitters and receivers, to be able to pass on our words of commentary.
And was that a game changer?
It was, really. I mean, number one, in all-seated stadia, you couldn't get people that close to you as you could if you were crowding around in an enclosure type place. So it was imperative that we had some way of getting the words over to the visually impaired and without causing too much problems to other supporters.
That's incredible. Some journey, coming up 90 years that it's been going. It's quite incredible. I was reading somewhere, Billy, Scotland per head has more people going to watch football than any other part of the UK. When you think of the standards, sometimes, and the financial gulf with England, for instance, that's quite incredible, isn't it?
It is quite an astonishing data. You know, it never always feels that way. Sometimes if you're a football fan in Scotland, you're certainly out with the old firm. Your situation go up and down depending on how good your team is, and the fan base can maintain, you know, when you're going through a bad spell.
So how many numbers do you have at Partick Thistle, for instance? How many blind and partially sighted people are coming along?
At Partick Thistle, we have four who come on a reasonably regular basis. That's a small number, but I suppose if we want to be relative, you have maybe Rangers and Celtic who have 40 or 50, but then they have 50 or 60,000 normal fans. Thistle, we have about 3,000 at the most at each game. So, and again, you know, it's identifying the fact that we have visually impaired supporters, and in doing that, we have to try and get the club to advertise the fact that that service does exist. You know, there could be people going around who don't realise it's there, and they're probably missing out. Because a lot of the enjoyment people get out of getting to hear the commentary, but is also actually being at the game and taking in the atmosphere. That's a big part of, you know, some visually impaired people, you know, getting out of the house and getting to the game and basically being just a normal fan and getting the benefit of being able to hear what's happening during the game.
And what do you get from it yourself, Billy?
Well, I get the enjoyment of going to the game. It's when I go to watch Thistle, it's a team of support. And that's, I enjoy watching the game and being able to, add a few words and help out other people. It's quite a benefit to your kind of the way you feel about the game. And you can also get some good comments from people who can tell you whether you're commentating right or whether you're making mistakes or not. I once said a colleague who was commentating on a game and Partick Thistle scored a goal, and one of the visually impaired players says, "No, it's not, it's offside." And sure enough, he was right. But all was happening was the linesman who put his flag up for the offside put up the luminous flag, and the visually impaired person could see that right away because he was looking right towards it. So, there's a lot of good crack goes on at the games as well.
And I mentioned in my intro as well, the national side are represented too. Have you ever commentated at Scotland matches?
Yes, I commentated at the England game just a couple of weeks ago. We try and get as many visually impaired people along as possible. We have a good relationship with the SFA and the the people who deal with the ticketing for the games. I mean, the England game, we had representatives from Aberdeen, Dundee. We had, obviously, Old Firm, Rangers and Celtic, Thistle. The Scotland games can be quite awkward for a lot of fans, you know, with the fact that they're generally midweek with a quarter to or 8 o'clock kickoff,
yeah,
which can be a bit awkward for getting home, especially in the dark.
How do people get involved, Billy, if anyone's listening and fancies this? Who would they get in touch with?
I mean, obviously, ideally, we can't say we have 100% coverage, but we have anywhere that's actually got in contact with us, any club. We've always managed to try and get a commentator from the local supporters. It's always easier to pick one up for someone who's actually going to the game. So we could, if someone, you know, could get onto our website or phones me or contacts me by email or text or whatever, then I can, you know, make a case to see whether we've got a commentary team at that particular ground.
Do you want to share those details, Billy, please?
billy.owen@live.co.uk. My telephone number is 07481 382 082.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the Explain party and thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, thanks very much.